The area within State Farm that's tasked with keeping an eye on all of these external competitive pressures is called Strategic Resources. They look to understand trends occurring in the insurance business and beyond, hoping to turn their research into insights that company leaders can act upon. GLT's Ryan Denham recently sat down with State Farm Strategic Resources Vice President Lorette Stiles. As the public sees State Farm's restructuring in bits and pieces, Stiles says it's part of a holistic strategy.
Our commitment at State Farm is essentially to our customers. What we're trying to do is anticipate their needs and provide products and services that meet those changing and evolving needs. And we want to do that, assuring that what we provide is offered at a competitive price and that the experience that they have with State Farm is easy, it's simple, it's seamless. So in Strategic Resources, what we do is we try to monitor those external trends in that environment. But many of the changes that we're making at State Farm are being driven by these outside influences. So whether it's the exciting enhancements and changes in technology that influence customer expectations, whether it's the increasing pressures from a competitive standpoint that really require all companies to look at the way they operate and assure that they are efficient in the way they develop and deliver solutions. These are all important considerations for companies in the marketplace in general, and they're certainly driving a lot of the decisions and the actions that we're taking at State Farm.
In your most recent annual financial statement, your CFO, John Farney, said State Farm wants to become a leaner and stronger company. In what ways is State Farm not lean enough presently?
So being leaner, being stronger, what that really is about is the way we approach our processes and our work. And many companies are involved in driving toward greater efficiency. That's really what it's about for us. It's about understanding our customers' expectations and knowing that a competitively priced product is part of that expectation. We want to be about delivering solutions faster. So driving pace is another very important part of being lean and efficient. Clunky processes take longer to deliver and to develop. And so we're all about driving faster pace, driving better solutions for the benefit of the customer ultimately.
Is there an example of a clunky process that you have addressed or you're in the process of addressing?
Well, I think in general, the way we approach work from a business and an IT standpoint has much improved. So at State Farm, we've made some changes in IT where we've condensed, for example, three departments into one. And that's really designed to help us be a leaner, stronger organization, to help improve efficiency so that this one IT organization is driving toward the desired results in working with our business areas, who are responsible for really understanding customer needs and developing customer-centric products and solutions. So to me, the example there is business and IT working more efficiently together because we have streamlined the way we do the work across those two areas, and we're able to deliver faster, better solutions to our customers as a result.
IT jobs are notoriously among the hardest to fill for insurance companies, with many that you are looking to actually add IT positions in the coming year. So why is State Farm an outlier in this sense?
State Farm is actually heavily invested in information technology and the solutions that we develop through IT. So even though we are reducing positions in Bloomington, we are adding hundreds of positions in our hub locations of Atlanta, Dallas, and Phoenix. IT solutions are going to help drive better solutions for customers. And whether they be digital solutions, online, we are making pretty significant investments in helping our customers better interact with us and our agents to meet their needs over the long term.
And there's uncertainty in Bloomington Normal right now about State Farm and what you're doing exactly. Are there any misperceptions in the public that the company thinks need to get cleared up about what it is exactly you're doing?
First, what I like to say is that there are no plans to significantly alter our Bloomington presence or the location of our headquarters. Beyond that, we are constantly evolving and changing. As a Fortune 50 company, we are very much impacted by changing customer demands, by changes in technology, and by the pressures that we feel from competitors and the changing business environment. So as we think about the changes that we need to make as an organization, we have to take both a large-scale view of what's going on as well as a local-scale view.
So you mentioned customer focus a number of times, but what about employees? This level of change would be challenging for any organization, especially one as large as yours. How do you handle the risk that this uncertainty will hurt morale, will cost you people moving to other companies? How do you manage that?
We understand that these changes are very significant for the employees that they impact. And we're committed to helping our employees and our agents both, as they're impacted by these changes, manage through them. I mean, that is a key priority for us at State Farm. So one way that we do that is by helping our employees and our agents understand the context for the changes. So if change is sudden, if it's unexpected and unanticipated, it's much harder to manage through. What we want to do is we want to talk with and work with our employees to help them understand the broader context of what's driving these changes outside of State Farm. And we want to help them understand what we're developing internally to meet the needs of our customers and to adapt to these changes. For those who are personally impacted by change, we are doing everything that we can to work with them through these changes that are impacting their lives.
So I think folks here are sort of always fascinated with the headcount of employees in Bloomington Normal and whether or not it's going to stay relatively flat. And your company has said repeatedly that the total size of the workforce in Bloomington Normal will still remain around this 15,000 mark. I think most recently you were at 67,000 employees across the company. When these changes and these restructurings are all over, what will your headcount look like ultimately?
First of all, change is constant and evolution is constant. So we expect change to continue to drive our organization forward. And we think that change it offers exciting opportunities for us to meet the needs of our customers, which are also changing. So the representation of our workforce, how many employees we have, where those employees are located, what facilities they're in, that is always going to be driven by what our customers need from us, where they need us to be, how we align the right people in the right places to do the right work for our customers. Those numbers will change and evolve over time, as they always have. But what drives us as an organization is a commitment to our customers and to the growth, the financial stability, the profitability of State Farm, because without that, we can't be there to meet the needs of our customers.
So it sounds like there's not a target number that you're hoping to shrink headcount by. It's a much broader conversation than that.
It's a broader conversation. It really is. We have to understand that customers' needs will change. So products and services, consider how many people do we need to do that? How can we do that most efficiently? And how does that impact the price of our product? So customers are interested in our products when they're competitively priced. That's all part of the equation. And you're right, it is a broader discussion and decision in terms of what that works out to a workforce population.
I want to just connect those dots a little bit more closely if we can. So can you talk a little bit, maybe one level deeper, about how these restructurings within certain areas of State Farm that we've all heard about now are making State Farm and its products more competitive with the other major insurers in your marketplace, either reducing expenses makes a product more affordable or lowers the price? Can you just talk about, kind of connect those dots for me a little bit?
So at State Farm, we do watch traditional competitors. We have our eyes on all of these competitors, and we know that they have their eyes on us. But it's not just the traditional property and casualty insurers or financial services providers. It's new entrants to the markets. It's startups. Those who are leveraging technology like AI to offer new types of products or new ways for customers to interact with companies. And what we're excited about as an organization is we are structured in such a way that we actually have an innovators and a startup mentality, and we have areas of the organization now that promote that startup mentality. We have a group that looks at startup opportunities, and we're actually trying to foster some of these startup opportunities from within our own organization. An example, which might be interesting, is to look at an entity that we've created called HighRoad. So HighRoad is within the State Farm organization. It's a startup that is offering an auto insurance product in the state of Rhode Island. And what's different about the business model for HighRoad and what they're offering in Rhode Island is we're leveraging technology to offer a different kind of product. So it's auto insurance, but it's based on the way customers drive. And through smartphone technology, customers can actually in real time monitor the way they drive, and they can adjust their driving practices to impact their rate in real time. So it's just a different kind of business model, but it's leveraging some of the new technologies that are out there and also understanding what some of these emerging competitors are experimenting with and testing.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm speaking with Lorette Stiles, Vice President of Strategic Resources at State Farm. Lorette, I've interviewed a bunch of analysts and industry watchers over the last few weeks about State Farm, asking where you fit in from a competitive standpoint. An expert at Forrester Research who watches digital strategy of big insurers, she said State Farm was a little bit late to the game on digital technology, but has since caught up to its competitors in the last couple of years. Is that a fair characterization?
Well, I think State Farm does invest pretty heavily in not just leveraging technology and in investing in new technology, but investing in the resources, the people who understand how to develop these new technologies and how to use them. Certainly, we have had a heavy emphasis on digital technologies for the last several years, and we're developing more and more internal expertise in order to use and to leverage these technologies. Our commitment is not only to compete with our traditional competitors and where they're going, and that's a constant race. So we're watching our competitors, they're watching us, and we're all seeking to improve with an eye on the customer and what they need from us and what their expectations are. But I think the reality is there are so many influences from outside of our industry, these startups, these new entrants who are smaller and who can leverage a certain aspect of technology to offer a different kind of product or a different way of providing service to customers. And our challenge as a large leader in the industry, we've been the leader in auto and homeowners insurance for decades, our challenge is to continue to meet the needs of a very large customer base because we offer over 100 products and services, and we have over 84 million policies and accounts. So again, we're large. That scale gives us an opportunity to leverage our position to experiment with these new technologies. So I think it's not just a matter of keeping up digitally with our traditional competitors, but looking for ways to go past them. Understanding that there are these newer entrants out there who are also doing that.
You're used to competitors like Geico, Progressive, and Allstate. They've been around a while. But what is State Farm learning about insurtech startups like Lemonade, these ultra-lean, AI-driven insurance products that some are describing as potentially disruptive to more traditional property casualty insurers?
So we keep an eye on all of those competitors out there, and we think there's a lot to be learned from some of the disruptors or the new entrants to the market who perhaps don't have a traditional way of thinking about the insurance business or the financial services business, but have some very cutting-edge ways of approaching customer experience. We are learning from them, and we are trying to position ourselves as one of the entrants to that market as well. So mentioning High Road and the experiment that we have going on in Rhode Island, you know, we have entities within the organization where we're trying to position our own startups so that we can learn from them. But certainly there is a lot to be learned from these other market entrants as well. A big part of what Strategic Resources does, partnering with other groups within the organization, is to track these competitors and to understand what differentiates them. What about their offering or the service that they provide or the technology that they're leveraging makes them somewhat unique? And is there something that we can learn from that? Where I think in any industry, disruptors are useful. Is they may not have any one of them a long lifespan, but they offer a different way of thinking about approaching the business and approaching the customer experience. And at State Farm, we are anchored to improving the experience that we provide to our customers. So anything that we can learn, either through our own internal disruptors or from other offerings out there in the marketplace, whether it be in insurance and financial services or other industries, that helps us look at the customer experience and how our customers want to interact with us through a new lens, we welcome that point of view. That's really how we continue to innovate, and that's how we consider ourselves adapting and changing to and anticipating to future customer needs.
What's something that you've learned from a disruptor?
Well, I think certainly the opportunity to drive pace, the expectations that customers have for responsiveness.
And by pace, you mean?
Pace is maybe interpreted in a couple different ways. First of all, drive pace in delivery, drive pace in solution development. So we as the customer needs change and adapt, we can't be years to get a product to market. It has to happen very, very quickly. And that's obviously something we learned from some of these disruptors is you have a new idea, you have a new concept, you get it to market quickly. High Road is a great example of a concept that we developed within State Farm to look at auto insurance through a new lens, sort of a new model, and get it out there in a market where they don't have that today. And we're operating very successfully on a very short timeline with a very interesting experiment and test that we're learning from. So I think that's how you learn from disruptors. You see them offer a different approach, a different model, and you think about how you can integrate that into the customer base that you have. How would that meet the needs of your customers? And can you improve upon that further?
What about other types of disruptors, maybe disruptors outside the realm of property casualty insurers, but how has State Farm adjusted to these other recent technological disruptions like Uber and Lyft, ride-sharing, Airbnb, and rental properties? And how have you guys adjusted that in ensuring these new types of uses for property we've had around for decades?
With that development comes new risks, and our customers are assuming these new risks, and they have a need for a company to meet those needs in insuring those new risks. So the benefit of us watching this and tracking this and understanding this over the years is we've been well positioned to jump in as this has taken off. Here's an example I'll give you. So ride sharing. In 2016, we began offering an endorsement to our auto insurance policies that fills the gap that had existed between a personal auto insurance policy and the auto insurance that these transportation network companies or TNCs were providing. There's a gap there that created risk for our customers. So over the last 2 years, we've been rolling out an endorsement that's now offered in almost every state so that when someone chooses to go from driving their car for personal use to now I'm going to share my car and my ride with someone else, provided they have that endorsement, it's a seamless transition and that risk is provided for. And again, that endorsement has been out there now for a couple of years. On the home sharing front, we're really excited that we have just recently introduced a new product to Illinois customers where if you want to share a room or a couple of rooms in your home over the short term, through some home sharing platform, you now can have coverage that allows you to do that for up to 30 days a year. So for those who find that it's economical or they're just interested in meeting new people and they want to share some rooms in their home, we have anticipated the risk and the gaps in their coverage that might have existed, and we have a product that we can offer that provides for that.
Can you talk about the challenge of appealing to so many different types of customers? So you've got customers who are surfing around the web trying to find the cheapest possible insurance option to meet a minimum whatever. But you also have people who have more complex needs. You've got somebody who has a boat and life insurance and all that. So how is State Farm balancing the kind of the advertising, the marketing side of this and appealing to those different people and knowing where to put your advertising resources?
I think a differentiator for us in the marketplace and what helps us considerably with our marketing to our customers is our business model. State Farm agents are at the core of State Farm's business model. And it's our agents that really bring together this broad understanding that we have of our customers and their widely ranging needs. Because what agents do is they know their individual customers. And they are there to help customers make plans for their future and to address the very complex and detailed needs that they have as individuals and as families. State Farm agents for us are the differentiator. They're the individuals that help customers work through changes in their lives and work through some of the difficult decisions that they have to make. Agents also help customers through those very difficult times where they need State Farm. They've had a loss. They've experienced something unexpected. And our vision, of course, is to help our customers manage through those unexpected losses and realize their dreams. Agents are uniquely well-positioned to do that, and they are a huge part of our plan for marketing and connecting with customers.
State Farm has significantly increased its advertising spending in the last few years. Why is that?
Well, it's a competitive marketplace out there. So there's a lot of visibility of traditional and emerging insurers in the marketplace, a lot of voices out there. It is very competitive. We don't really comment on our marketing spend, but Absolutely. State Farm is committed to getting our name and our voice out there in the marketplace. We know that it's crowded, but we believe, given our market position and given the very unique and specific role that our agents play with customers, that we're very well positioned to stay visible and to help customers understand how well positioned we are to meet their needs.
How do you manage all of these changes that are going on internal to the company with restructuring certain areas, IT being an example? How do you do that while maintaining a positive relationship with all those agents you have all over the country and not alienating them with more changes and changes to processes and all that?
Actually, our agents are enthused about many of the changes that we're making because they see themselves the importance of an organization operating efficiently, streamlining processes, delivering more quickly solutions to customers. Some of the solutions that we deliver are to our agents because they are the ones interfacing with customers and interacting with customers. So agents welcome many of these changes and these new offerings, new technologies, because it helps them service our customers better. So whether we provide a competitively priced product has a big impact on agents and their ability to market and sell and service these policies. In general, our agents are very supportive of the changes we're making, but it's very important that they be kept up to speed on why we're making the changes and that they can anticipate the changes that are coming that will impact them and their customers.
How will the footprint of agents change across the country? Will we see fewer agents potentially?
Currently, we have nearly 19,000 agents servicing over 84 million policies and accounts. So we've got a very broad range of products and services and many, many customers out there. As with our employees, our population of agents and where they're located and how they're positioned to support our customers is going to be driven by customer needs and by workforce and workplace realities. So we have no specific goal in mind, but we do commit to assuring that we have agents in the right places to support customers and their needs in the way that we intend to support customers.
That's Lorette Stiles, Vice President of Strategic Resources at State Farm. I'm Ryan Denham.
See more reporting on State Farm at WGLT.org, including interactive graphics and a transcript of this interview with State Farm's Vice President for Strategic Resources. It's Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.